Michael Jackson is a mystery to many. A star.
After working on it so long, it's so much work. A lot of people, they're used to just seeing the outcome of work.
How long did it take to come up with that creative process?
I don't remember. I totally don't remember. I don't even count the hours or anything. Mm-hmm. Every song is different. Sometimes it happens quickly, sometimes it happens slowly. No one can quite say what the creative process is, because I have nothing to do with it almost, because it's created in space. It's God's work, not mine. It's a true story that we had taken from Time or Newsweek magazine. This kid who went to school upstate in the country or whatever, who is from the ghetto, and he tried to make something of his life, and he would leave his old friends behind, and when he came back, on spring break or whatever, Thanksgiving break, his friends became so envious, jealous of him, that they killed him. But in the film, I don't die, of course.
It is so beautiful tonight. Your eyes are so lovely. Your mouth is so sweet.
I was in a bed when I was doing that. I was laying in the bed, cover and everything. When I did that whole rap in the dark.
And the lyrics go, because people really don't understand me.
Well, I say a lot of people don't misunderstand me because they don't know me. And I guess that's true. People believe a lot of crazy stories they read. Yeah. Some is true, some is not.
Does it hurt when you see those crazy stories?
Sometimes. But it's part of the work, you know.
Mm-hmm. You ever want to lash out in any type of way and say, hey, that's not true?
Yeah, a lot of times. But why bring more attention to a thing, you know? I love Dirty Diana.
That's
one of my favorites.
Why?
Because it's a life story of a groupie. I hate to say the word groupie, but that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I've experienced, and a lot of people who grew up on the road, like me. I mean, I don't remember not performing. And
do you feel as though you missed out on something by not remembering not performing?
Of course, but I've gained a lot too. Mm-hmm. A lot of people never get out of their hometown, get to see other wonderful places. A lot of kids read about things that I get to see in person all over the world, in different places. So I'm so happy about that. I mean, you never can have everything.
How does it feel when you go in to do a concert somewhere, and literally there are tens of thousands of people that are rushing over to you just to get a glimpse?
That's a wonderful feeling, especially when you see them smiling, and I love the fans. I think it's very sweet. I feel thankful is how I feel. I really do. I don't take any of it for granted.
Of all of the songs on the album, I think that the one I really enjoy the most is Man in the Mirror.
It's my philosophy too. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make a change. I'm never totally satisfied. I always wish the world could be a better place. Hopefully, you know, that's what I do with my music, bring happiness to people.
Now, millions of fans are wondering, why didn't Michael begin his tour here in the States? And the answer is simple. The Europeans and those outside of America never had a chance to see Victory. And also, he wanted to knock out all of the kinks before he performed here in the States.
Well, one thing is for sure, we are anxiously awaiting for you to return home, Michael. I'll be one of the first ones in line. That's our show for this week. I'm Deborah Crable.
And I'm Daryl Dinar. Join us next.